The downpour, which commenced around 5 a.m., lasted for about 2 hours before starting again and taking over the entire day, flooded the landscape in many parts of Lagos, a situation that reportedly confined residents in their homes when they should be exercising their civic duties, according to correspondent Abiola Peters, who monitored the election in Ejigbo and a Solo local council development area. Many people spent devoting hours attending to their flooded houses, among other troubles caused by the rain.
Weather was really a challenge in Ejigbo. A number of the locations that we had polling units situated were already flooded in low plain areas who have their homes heavily flooded. This, of course, has prevented them from stepping out of their homes. Whenever it floods, they will be busy trying to address the flooding to keep some of their valuables and even lives intact or safe.
Other correspondents in Agoda Sublere, Ikorodu, Ikosi, and many other areas reported that the rain was so heavy that it soaked election materials, drenched electoral officials, and worsened the condition of the roads that vehicles could not easily convey the officials to their polling booths. The heavy rain was also blamed for the collapse of a building which allegedly claimed lives, as reported by correspondent Ruth King.
Raining very early, but I got a distress call of a collapsed building around the Mero area of Lagos. Many residents in this area, Alaro, Seidi Okeleji Street, many residents did not carry out the voting exercise.
In his assessment, an election observer representing a non-governmental organization said while the State Independent Electoral Commission last year did a good job in making available vital election materials, the rain disturbed the poll in most areas. The rain we learnt was so heavy in Ukafa area that the flood waters reached the window level of some houses. A resident called on the state government to speedily come to their rescue.
The water level has risen so much. In fact, it has even rise above, so beyond window level, and people have had to move and find a shelter, a safe place to hide. Even reptiles, all these alligator iguanas have been killed there. And it's the severe rain of the last 2 weeks, coupled with today's downpour, the water has even moved into the houses. So we want the Lagos State government to come to and assess this thing. They need to come, and it is a continuous thing yearly, and we don't know when the rain will stop right now.
Earlier this month, 1 week of persistent rainfall submerged parts of Ikoyi and Victoria Island, believed to be among the country's most exotic neighborhoods occupied by the rich. Lagos is among states in the country predicted to face flood attacks this year as a result of heavy rainfall and sea level rise. Innocent Honor for Radio Nigeria.